Hello.
Hello, good evening, sir. May I speak with Richard?
This is him.
Good evening. I hope you're having a great day. Sir, I'm not selling anything. What I'm doing, my name is Joe, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us?
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate it. Now, I'm speaking with Richard Laxton, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now, I know it's still, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote.
Okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County
Board? I will vote for everything.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward so I can get you back to your day, sir. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other, or multiracial?
White.
Right, thank you, sir. Now, generally speaking, Mr. Richard, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
Fresno County is fine.
Okay, so you feel it's in the right direction or in the wrong track?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, parental rights in education, water policy, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, or others?
All of the above.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Gavin Newsom.
He's a total idiot.
So would you say you are very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay, I understand. Steve Brandel.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
I got you there, huh?
What can anybody say about that man? Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Just like Newsom. Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. What about Paul Dictos?
Who?
Paul Dictos?
He's like, okay.
Okay, so somewhat favorable or very unfavorable? Somewhat
favorable.
Okay. Gary Bradfield.
He's a case in himself. somewhat favorable.
Okay, moving forward so I can get you back to your day. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member Paul Dictos, CPA, and county assessor recorder Dion Burdays, Steve Brandel, county supervisor, and businessman and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
What were they again?
Okay. Now.
Oh, Brandel. Yes.
Gary Brandel? Oh, no, Steve Brandel. Okay. Okay. How certain are you that you will vote for Steve Brandel as county supervisor?
Positive.
Very certain? Okay. Now, how could you rate the job being done by Gary Brandel as a Fresno City council member? Excellent, good, just so poor.
Well, if he would close his mouth for 5 minutes, we could all figure it out. that's why it's somewhat favorable.
No, would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat, would you be much more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees, would that make you much more likely, someone more likely?
More likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library. I remember Richard, when I was, I'm 51 years old, when I was a kid, they didn't have that stuff on the...
That's right. I would say more likely.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
More likely.
A candidate who voted to double the cash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Doubled what kind of fee?
The trash collection. To double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Oh, less likely.
Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Less likely. I know who that is.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Less likely.
And a candidate who is 80 years old.
80 years old?
Yes.
We don't have any, do we?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not entitled to say my opinion.
Less likely,
okay. Now, one more thing. I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for that candidate. Now,
okay.
Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Okay. Gary Bradfield currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought
Not a good choice.
Okay. Steve Brandel currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has...
Very good choice.
Okay. So we say you have a good chance you're going to support him?
Good chance.
Okay. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member Paul Dictos, and county assessor recorder Dion Burdis, Steve Brandel, county supervisor and businessman, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote for?
Brandel.
As county supervisor, okay. Now, finally, sir, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Repeat that, please.
Yeah. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Unfortunately, a Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Four years of college.
Excellent. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my home.
Thank you. Mr. Richards, I do want to thank you for taking your time to share your opinion. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.